you could see the strongly worded nature of Billy's statement, that he'd obviously come to a real conclusion, and he felt that he'd been pushed that far. His used strong language, perhaps crafted by legal assistance. I was disappointed that it had come to that. Like I said, I was quite surprised that it had come so soon after the World Championships. You would have hoped that Ireland's spectacular performance out there in Qatar last week might have helped the impasse to clear. You know, he continues to lead a squad that's actually getting better, if anything. They're constantly breaking new ground at major championships, and they did it again last week in Doha. So you would have hoped that that sort of achievement, had the IOBA kind of realised we can't in any way allow ourselves to lose this guy, but that's exactly what happened.
It looks like this has been brewing for quite a while. I mean, like Billy mentioned, they started negotiations back in February.
Yeah, I think Billy had an approach from the USA last year, and he was over to see the facilities in Colorado that US Boxing have at their disposal earlier on this year. I think also this year, like, a formal offer came in from the USA for him to go and work there, and he's put it off and put it off. And when Billy got his first formal approach, he went to the IBA and told him, look, this is the crack. I'm after getting an offer. Allowed his bosses at the IBA to know how much the money was, and, you know, to see if they could match them or see what they had in the locker for him as well. So it was all brought to the sports council, and I think they realised that they certainly didn't want to lose Billy Walsh, because, you know, the sports council know full well that he's one of the main reasons why Ireland are winning medals at these international tournaments and Olympics, bottom line. So when the sports council decided to kind of back up the money in Billy's contract, it seemed as if that was going to do the job, but it didn't go through at the IBA stage.
Yeah, because it looks like from just reading between the language and listening to Billy Walsh's interviews that he doesn't want to go, but he feels like he's being forced out.
Yeah, when this initially broke, I got the feeling probably that, you know what, maybe Billy Walsh does want to go, because he's stated in kind of interviews before, you know, because Billy's been in the Irish high performance since about 2002, 2003, and he stated before that, you know, he looked around and the nation he'd really like to work with is the USA. Like, when Billy was a boxer in the 80s and early 90s, like, the USA were still winning gold medals galore, like him. And the superstars that came out of their amateur program, like, were just unbelievable. So I think Billy, a couple of years ago, spoke to us about how he'd like to revive this sleeping giant, because America just aren't winning gold medals at major championships anymore. Like, they barely even sent a team to last week's World Championships, which you had to qualify for. So obviously the boxers weren't good enough to get through the qualifying stages. Now, like Billy's spoken about the size of their population and the just untapped resource and the reasons why they've fallen off the radar. Maybe like ourselves, when Billy and Gary Keegan and Zora Antia took over the high performance, maybe we were a bit of a sleeping giant back then, and they revived us, and we're fairly roaring now. So that attraction was always there to take the job. But I think maybe when the cold reality came and he could see the new team coming up in Ireland and the talent that was still available at his disposal, and he still had goals, like Ireland still hasn't had a male Olympic gold medalist under the high performance unit. We've come close with silver twice for John Evan and Kenneth Egan in the last two Olympics. Katie Taylor obviously has won gold herself. She'd be more kind of coached by her father and Zora Antia. You know, they broke new ground with a male world champion only last week, and that's the first time this high performance unit has achieved that. And now we have we probably have two favourites for the gold medal at Rio 2016 in Michael Conlon and Paddy Barnes. And that would have been like a really crowning achievement for Billy Walsh. So he definitely still has huge ambitions left in Ireland. I think when the reality of actually upping sticks and moving dawned on him, he decided, I really love my job here in Ireland. And if I could do it as I want to do it, I will stay. And but it just couldn't be worked out, unfortunately.
Yeah, and it's the boxers themselves are going to be feeling the fallout from this most of all. I mean, if the Olympics is just around the corner, how are they supposed to feel about this? I mean, like, they've just lost their head coach and a massive inspiration with the Olympics just months away.
Yeah, like, I mean, the boxers are fairly, like, some of them, it'll probably hit some of them harder than others. Like, in the current Irish squad, like, there's a lot of guys who are yet to qualify for the Olympics. You know, they'd be hoping next year. That's when they'll do it. There's a lot of guys who are very close to Billy, like people from, even guys from Wexford in particular, like Adam Nolan, the welterweight, and Billy's nephew, the light welterweight champion, Dean Walsh. I guess the makeup of the Irish team could change at the National Senior Finals in December, because those who become champions will probably earn the right to attend qualifiers next year for the Olympics, those who haven't qualified. There are kind of stalwarts of the team now, like Conlon and Barnes as well. Like, they'll probably cope. They'll be grand, like, kind of thing. That they've been coached. They've been coached by different coaches, you know, between clubs, and they know. Pardon me. They know all the other guys at international level as well, and they'll probably be grand. But another thing is Billy. In I don't know if he has it in his own head or if he's got it written down and planned out fully, but he's got their next 9 months of a schedule. He had it in the palm of his hand. I was speaking to Paddy Barnes yesterday and I said, Neddy, you're qualified for the Olympics and there's still 9 months to go. Like, what's in the pipeline for you? Like, how are you going to build up from 2016? So you're not kind of coming in cold to the Olympics. How are you going to get in the correct mindset and, you know, the correct physical conditioning? Like, what's in the pipeline? And he said, I actually haven't got a clue. Now that Billy Walsh has gone, I don't know what's in store. And like, Billy would be an expert at knowing when to get a guy to push on and work harder and up the intensity in order to get right just before a big tournament, and when not to, when a guy deserves a break. So it has left a lot of people with a bit of uncertainty, but I don't expect any defections to the professional ranks this close to the Olympic Games, so I guess they're going to have to grit their teeth and get on with it. It all depends on what the IBA do now. If they're swift and decisive, and if they appoint a successor pretty quickly, some of the boxers won't be that affected. But at the same time, it's left a lasting impression, I'd say, because it's quite disrespectful. A lot of them will feel the way Billy Walsh has been undervalued.
Big time. And who is likely to take over from Billy Walsh? Now, I saw in your article last night that John Conlon was mentioned.
Well, John Conlon was the first name that came out of Paddy Barnes' mouth. Now, when I just said who could carry this forward, Paddy seemed quite certain. John Conlon's worked with the ultra side of the high performance squad for a while. And he's one of a few strong candidates, I'd say. Michael's father. There's also Eddie Bulger, who's been working at the high performance unit. You know, he's been going away to all the major international tournaments for the last 4 years, and he'd be known for his close association with Joe Ward, but he's a great coach in his own right. And then there's a possibility that Zohar Antia, the technical coach, will step up to head coach as well. There's also, you know, there's not really been much good, solid information coming from the IBA as to what they want to do. I heard a suggestion that they may, instead of replacing Billy Walsh, you know, they might bring in one or two guys, maybe possibly two or three guys or whatever. So they have kind of like a panel of coaches as opposed to one guy having all the power. I guess we'll see how it pans out. I don't really know myself what's going to happen. Just looking at it, you'd imagine that the likes of Bulger, Conlon would be, you know, well qualified to kind of step into the breach. They'd offer continuity at least, because most of the guys would trust them. And like Barnes said to me as well yesterday, I asked him, what if an outside voice is brought in? And Paddy said, you wouldn't be welcome.